WGNS, Murfreesboro.
This is FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, and WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's place to talk. Stand by, Rutherford County. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about lawns and gardens. I know you're thinking, hey, it's a tad on the warm side, and there's not a whole lot happening in my garden. In fact, it's going to be up to about 97 degrees for today. Yeah, going to be up to 97 today. But a change is in the way. In fact, tomorrow's high, not 97, but the high tomorrow is 85. And then Saturday it'll be up to 94. And Sunday the high will be 80 degrees. Anthony Tuggle, I hope you have your seatbelt on for this one. Now, you know what the high is going to be on Sunday? Any guess?
85.
No, Sunday's going to be 80. Monday will be 69.
That's a high?
The high.
Wow.
It's hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been hot so long.
And then all next week, it's going to be the high in the 70s. 73 on Tuesday, 78 Wednesday. The high.
What a perfect time for fall break for the skis.
Yeah.
Right?
It'll feel like fall. Well, it is fall. Anthony Tuggle is with us from the Agricultural Extension Service, the Lane Agri Park, 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. While we are saying that, tomorrow's a big day over there.
Yeah, Bob, we are still having a farmer's market going on. People can come out and buy some good local products, whether it's fruits, vegetables, honey, meats, and things of that nature. Also, we've started since it's October for the last couple of years, we do like a fall market. So we've added crafts so people can come out and get in and look at a whole array of different types of crafts and things that are locally homemade crafts, things people want to come out and do. So we've added that during our October time frame.
So it's really grown.
It has. I think it was like on Tuesday, it was pretty much equal of crafts and fruits. Well, I'm sure fruit and meat, vegetables, it was pretty equal. So, and typically on Friday, there are even more. So we are looking for an exciting time. And they can come out and participate in our free class as well that begins at 9 o'clock. And it's going to be on pruning. And with all the drought situation we've been having, I'm sure there will be a few trees with some dieback in them and things of that nature. And people want to go out and prune those out and kind of be ready to prepare for those. So it'll be a lot going on at the market. People can always come out and ask us any question, but also our master gardener will be on hand to answer questions. If you have a plant sample or insect sample or whatever the case may be, you can bring it to the market, and our master gardeners will be glad to answer those questions for you as well. So we're ready for a big day.
Oh, it's got to be fun.
Sounds like it's going to be even better with the temperature dropping just a little bit.
I tell you, you can't beat that. So circle that on your calendar and head over to the farmer's market, and that's in the morning. Starting at 7 o'clock until noon, and the free class is at 9 o'clock tomorrow. Oh, by the way, if you have any questions dealing with lawns and gardens, this is the time to call us. Don't be bashful. Just give us a shout, 615-893-1450. And a person just sent us a text about farm fresh honey, local honey. They're wanting to know if you have that at the farmer's market, local honey. And also, have the bees had any better year this year than previous years? They're referring to the fact we lose some bees?
Yeah, we did lose some bees, and they are still not, their populations are still down. I think this spring or over the last winter, we lost quite a few bees. I want to say I had a number like 40%. Wow. But I may not be right. I've slept a few times since then. But they did have a hard time. But yes, to answer the first question, there is honey at the market. You're like me, you got to kind of stock up for the winter. I hadn't bought my winter supply yet, so I have to get enough supply through the winter. But yes, you can come on and get it. We have until the last Friday in October for the market to be open. So our time is winding down for sure. And I think that last Friday this year is like on October 29th. So you have between now and, 26 days, a few market days to pick up that honey and other fruits and vegetables and then meats and things of that nature as well. So
don't let it slip away. And don't miss the special free class at 9 o'clock in the morning on pruning. Well, there's something about pruning. I think it's everybody wants to prune all through the years. They want to prune, and if you're wanting to prune trees and things like that, fall is the time.
It is the preferred time, Bart, to do any major pruning.
The weather doesn't know it's fall yet.
I mean, well, the trees are dropping leaves and turning like it's been fall for a while, but it's because of the dry situation they're in. And I think it's a rain in the forecast, if I'm not mistaken, starting Sunday, Monday, sometime early in the week. So hopefully we get some of that and get some moisture back in the soil. And as you mentioned, things are supposed to cool off some, so we can get into some kind of overseeding some grasses and things of that nature. I know it's kind of out of the window where we typically would recommend for it, but it's been so dry. We're going to have a lot of grasses that's going to need some renovations and things of this nature. So we may have to try to do some extra management on some of those.
We have a text here from a listener, and they say squirrels are eating my mums and hanging ferns on my porch. I need help. What can I do?
Wow, those little pesky critters are always doing something. Trapping would be obviously the best way, but typically we see a lot of little squirrels, typically a lot of them. There are some sprays, like some pepper sprays, or you can mix up some pepper sprays and spray on them, which I find really effective, a little bit more effective than trying to trap them because there are typically so many of them. And you just kind of get those, mix up some sprays and pepper sprays and spray them. And as they feed on them a few times, they won't typically come back. They'll kind of avoid those plants and things of that nature. I found that habanero peppers and things of that nature, chop them up. And if you're pepper sensitive, you might want to put some gloves on when you chop them up and mix some water and let them soak for a day or two. And so you can really get their full strength. And basically just spray your plants with them. And as they feed on them, they'll be deterred from them.
Now, how about you? When you eat that, will that be gone by then?
Well, she said mom. Hope she's not eating mom.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Mom. Don't eat your moms.
Well, hopefully she's going to find
it. I don't know where my mind was.
Boy, we feel like a Monday. Maybe it's Monday.
Okay, so spray your mom's.
And some of the other plants out there they may be feeding on as well.
And the squirrels will leave your neighborhood. Ooh, what is this? And it would really burn them, I would think.
It shouldn't burn them. You're just going to lightly spray them. It shouldn't burn them. And it's a good little insecticide to use on a lot of other little insects and things. We've used it for deers and things like that and other rodents. But that's probably going to be one of the easiest ways. Typically, when there are squirrels out, they're usually a lot of squirrels. It's kind of difficult to trap all of them. But a combination of trapping and spraying will work best for that. But I think the pepper spray, mixing pepper spray, will be even more effective.
Mm-hmm. So you can still enjoy your squirrels and mums, too. Keep them both. Squirrels are fun to watch, I think.
They are fun. I mean, you just watch them run and jump. It's kind of amazing how they jump on those limbs and branches. It's like they're going to fall off, but
they don't.
They don't.
They
just keep moving.
It'd be interesting to try that. That's sort of like Tarzan used to do back then in the movies. Our phone number is 615-893-1450. If you have a question, you can talk or text that to us. Just go on that number, 615-893-1450. And here's another text. A listener says, with that weather forecast you gave, it lets us know fall is almost here, and so will the cool temperatures. What about the bugs that we hear about? Are they coming also? Any words on ladybugs and things of that sort that want to invade our homes? I hear them coming.
I would say we're going to see some, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say the numbers probably going to be down a little bit just because of the weather pattern. We've had it been so dry. And if you've been kind of looking around, a lot of the insect populations have been a little lower just because of the drought, hard to find food sources, and they need moisture and things like that to get together food. So we probably see a diminished number of ladybugs this year, but we probably are going to see a few of them. But I think the number's going to be, the case is going to be very small.
Okay. Our phone number, 615-893-1450, if you have a lawn or garden question. Listener texted us about their yard. They say, like everybody else's, it is brown. Not usually brown this time of the year, they were indicating. Is there anything they can do to, you know, will it come back to life as the temperature gets cooler?
It depends. A lot of the cool season grasses probably going to need overseeding. If you're talking about a tall fescue, they probably going to need a little overseeding for them to come back. If they haven't been watering at all, they're completely brown, then, probably reestablishment. But a few yards that have been had irrigation, they're doing fine. But in most cases, they are probably going to need overseeding. But the Bermuda and Zoysia grasses, they are brown also. But they probably going to recover a little bit. But also the ones who have a combination of cool season grasses and Bermuda, or cool season and warm season grasses, they probably going to notice more of an influx of warm season grasses coming into their yard just because the tall fescue grasses have died out. So really, it's kind of a hard feel. But a lot of tall cool season grasses are probably going to be overseeding again, a reestablishment versus the warm season grasses.
Here's another text from a listener. This one says, I have made my dream water feature in my yard about 2 years ago. It was doing great, holding water, and just was perfect. And now the earth has cracked. The water has all leaked and gone away. What should I do as the weather gets better? Will the pond hold water again? And so evidently it must have cracks in the earth, or the earth is dried up, obviously.
Yeah, when the ground dries, it cracks in ponds and water features have a tendency to leak. Most likely, I'm not sure what size we're talking about for this water feature pond. Most likely, probably not going to hold water. Typically, when they start leaking and cracking, they don't hold water. So we really probably going to have to put some type of liner in it or bentonite or something, and compact it in there while it's dry, or kind of, since it is dry, you may want to kind of go in and work it up and repack it so it can be prepared to hold water when you get rain and things of that nature. But typically, on most cases, once it's cracked, without doing some type of lining or something, they will not hold water. So I would go ahead and prepare to reline it or repack it or something at this point.
Okay, so you need to do that. And would you wait until the cool weather gets here, or is there, of course, there's no way to know if we're going to have rain or not, but probably we'll have some rain.
I'll probably go ahead and start making some of the preparation before the water come. I think it's raining in the forecast Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, somewhere around there. So I would go ahead and go make preparation so when you do get some water, since you're not filling it with municipality water, to go ahead and so it'd be prepared. But I'll go ahead and try to make those repairs as soon as possible.
We got a 70% chance of rain on Sunday and 60% on Monday. So, and that's for Murfreesboro area.
Yeah, so with the temperature dropping, so we get out to them to go out there and make some of those, add some liners to it, either repack it, work the soil and repack it, and use some bentonite or something to do that with. But like I said, I don't really know the size. It's kind of hard on scale on how much you need to do to have that crack seal.
Now, they mentioned that their earth was cracking there. The soil was where their water feature was. I don't know how big of a pond this was, but if it was cracking and the water all drained away, does that mean that there was a cavern or something underneath that pond where the water went to, or does water just do that?
No, it just cracked. I mean, you walk out on the ground anywhere, I look outside, most of the grounds are cracked. It's just so dry, cracked. So I wouldn't be worried about any kind of a sinkhole or cavity in there. It just cracked and just evaporated. So it's a common thing when we go through drought. Ponds crack, water feature crack, ground, and water just dissipate that way. So.
Now, what is it doing similar things with gardens? Are gardens, obviously, I started to say obviously they're not doing well, but we've had people calling in on swap and shop, the turnip greens. You have things at the farmer's market. Somebody's growing things.
Most gardeners routinely water anyway. They may be adding additional water. But they typically mulch around their plants and things of that nature, so they water or have high tunnels and things. So they are it's kind of routine for them to water and take care of their plants. So it's so they already have been adding additional water to their garden sites. So that's the reason why a lot of them have turnip greens and tomatoes and peppers and all those other vegetables that we have.
Okay.
I know I was talking to a lady who came in the other day about her garden, and she was one of the highest water bills she's had. She had like a $400-some water bill for watering her gardens and plants. So people are at watering, taking care of their plants and things. So
you need to check with the water department that serves you and ask them, is it the gray line? That was the first time I'd heard of that.
The gray line?
Or some kind of special water that some of the water departments, Murfreesboro Electric, I don't know if CUD, just ask if there's a special secondary, not drinkable water.
Oh, the reusable water.
Yeah, the reusable.
Yeah.
That you can use to water the gardens with. We'll be back in just a moment. Anthony Tuggle with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Center. Tomorrow is the Farmer's Market, 7 until noon.
You may think money problems are just impossible to fix. Get sound advice with Dave Ramsey 1 to 4 weekdays, followed by certified financial planner Jason Qualls at 4.
I'm Peter Demas, inviting you to eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. One of my favorites at Demas's is the sirloin steak with a side of meat sauce spaghetti. But other one of my favorites is my mother's dish, or the chicken salad that we put into the pineapple. Because the chicken salad not only has the grapes in it, but it also, by adding it to the pineapple, it gets a little bit of that sweetness. It is absolutely out of this world. And then if you're really hungry, I encourage you to get the oven-baked chicken. This is Peter Demas. Come eat with my family at Demas's Restaurant at 1115 Northwest Broad Street in Murfreesboro.
This is Amanda from Animal City. I'd like to invite your family to come do business with our family. It's especially important this time of year to make sure that your pet is protected against fleas and ticks. Here at Animal City, we have a wide range of products to make sure your pet stays safe. And if you're looking to add a new family member, we have a variety of pets waiting here to meet you. Here at Animal City, we have a stunning variety of pets, ranging from the traditional to the exotic. This is Amanda from Animal City, 919 Northwest Broad Street, Murfreesboro.
The Daikin Fit from Precision Air for your home's heating and air system. No money down and financing starting as low as $89 a month. Call Precision Air, 615-834-3777. Online at precisionairtn.com.
Well, good morning. It's still moving right along out here, but it's heavy nonetheless on 24 westbound here at Walden Road, coming past Sam Ridley. Sam Ridley itself got quite a bit of stop-and-go activity coming down Sam Ridley from Smyrna down to I-24. A lot of people are still using inbound 41 Murfreesboro Pike. That's still not too bad of a route as you make your way towards Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is the original hot chicken in Middle Tennessee. It's worth the drive to 5814 Nolensville Pike. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Thank you, Chuck. What about that Murfreesboro weather? Brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
High temperatures on the hot side for this afternoon, reaching the upper 90s with mostly sunny skies. Then for tonight, mostly clear conditions, a low of 62. I'm meteorologist Michael Caron, News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 66.
Experience real hometown banking. I'm Shelley Rigsby, manager of First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We're at 2230 Mercury Boulevard. We are a local community bank. We offer a personal one-on-one experience with each of our customers that you will not be able to get with the larger institutions. Come see us at the Bank Murfreesboro Calls First. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
The GNS in our call stands for Good Neighbor Station. That's been our objective since 1947. Now more than ever, count on WGNS.
Let's form a line and we'll dance around the water feature. We'll fix that thing. Our phone number, 615-893-1450. Happy birthday to Frank Caperton, our birthday club winner today. Wins the goodies from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe. Frank Caperton, the winner this morning. And also our good neighbor of the day, who will receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts, is Kim Buchanan. Kim Buchanan, the person who nominated Kim, said she always has a smile that will brighten your day. Kim Buchanan receiving flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family at Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts. All righty, our phone number, 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450, if you'd like to join us this morning. And we're talking about lawns and gardens and water features and any of you having other issues. Hopefully you're going to see a change in those when the weather changes next week. Going to be fall next week. I mean, it's by the calendar fall now, but it'll feel like fall next week. Be high in the 70s and rain coming in on Sunday and Monday, and all will be right with the world. Okay. This is that time that I guess we get frustrated. You're always wanting something different. When the summer is almost over, everybody's anxious for the hot weather to go away and cooler weather to come. And then once we get into really cool and then cold weather, everybody's saying, oh, I want summer. I want some warm weather. We're just never happy, I guess.
That's right. Probably in December, we're going to be wishing for a little bit more heat. And
that's right.
But it has been extremely warm. I'm sure we've been breaking some kind of records around it.
It has been warm, yeah. So I still say I like warm better than cold. I mean, real cold. I like warm. And I hope you do, too. You're from Mississippi. This is normal weather, I guess, from Mississippi, is it? Or is it?
It's extremely hot there as well. Actually, I was down for a football game last week, and I realized that, you know, I think Tennessee is hot. Mississippi is even hotter. It was exhausting.
Did you live near water? I mean, it doesn't take much water to create humidity.
No, sir. I grew up in kind of north central Mississippi.
Oh, and, okay. I know times I've been over in Memphis in the summertime, it is hot in Memphis. In New Orleans, it's unbearable. And I always thought it was because of all the water. I mean, you put the hot temperature and a lot of water together, and that's more humidity than you could imagine. So
That sounds like it.
Our phone number is 615-893-1450. 615-893-1450. Fall is usually a good time to plant trees and shrubs. Are we there yet? Should we wait till next week? If this weekend, I mean, you're coming into spring break, and a fall break, rather. You got some
extra hands, hands at home.
We're thinking along the same line. Is this a good time to do some planting for trees and shrubs?
It is, Bob. Again, I'll probably wait till after the rain because the ground is so hard and dry. Maybe difficult digging some holes and things of that nature. So you may have to add some extra moisture to the soil just to even dig a hole at this point. But, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be afraid to go ahead and put out some plants. With some of your plants that haven't been watered, they probably have you may start seeing some dieback on some of them. And some plants you put out last year or early this spring, they probably not going to survive, so you might want to replace some of those plants as well if you haven't been watering them. So I would actually go out and really inspect and look at some of the newly planted plants, some plants you've put in the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. And if you know you haven't been watering them, they probably not going to survive. They're probably going to need to be replaced. So I would go out and look at some of those and see if they are still alive. Or I mean, you can easily kind of get your pocket knife or fingernail and just kind of put a little outer layer of back on the plant to see if it's in a little greenish in it, see if it's still alive, or you kind of bend it if it breaks and things like that, and it's dried up and dead. So I would really go out and inspect plants you put in the last couple of years. If you know you haven't been watered, they're probably going to need to be replaced, and I'll go ahead and look at replacing those plants for sure.
Now, this time of the year, and well, actually, even as it gets to a windier time of the year, we often talk about trees that, oh, I wish we hadn't seen that one planted, or I wish we didn't do that. And I'm sure there are same things with some bushes. And those are often made, those mistakes are made by people who just moved here from somewhere else, and they were sold this Bradford pear tree or whatever it might be. What can you get a list at the at the farmer's market or at the ag center of things you do not want to plant? That, I mean, because if you're out there putting out trees and shrubs, you don't want to put out some that you don't want.
Well, we don't really have a list, but I think we have a publication on Rethink Some Plants or something to that nature. I can't remember the name of that publication. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad to, and Mitchell and Rachel be glad to talk to them about some plants that we think they shouldn't plant.
Strictly opinion, but you've lived here.
Yeah, but I think we have a publication, I believe, on the website. I can't remember the name of it, but I'm going to try to look it up as we talk. It may come back to it, but something deals with rethink plants or something, reconsider plant. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to look it up and see, get the exact name. But there, we can come up with a list. Number one, you mentioned Bradford Pears come to mind.
Yeah. Okay. Every time we...
Arborvitae come to mind, as well as...
And then the ones that have the aphids in it that drops the secretion onto your cars.
Hackberries.
Yeah, hackberries. Those are not fun. They're nice trees. They're good shade. But it's a mess on your car.
Yes.
Got to be something that also offers shade that doesn't have the aphids.
The publication, one of them is called Tree to Reconsider Before Plants. They can look that up. And like Virginia Pines on that, hackberry is number one on that list, Bart.
Really?
Well, number one on the list, but I don't think they numbered. But the eastern pine, we know we have a problem with the eastern white pine. And people have pine trees and things of that nature.
Hackberries. How'd they get in here? I mean, is this just a wild tree that a lot of homes are built in subdivisions that used to be farms? I know our home is where a farm used to be, and there was a tree line, even with the old fences intertangled in the trees. And we've got a bunch of hackberries right there.
I'm going to assume it's a native plant because it's all over the place.
Oh, okay.
If a person just moving here didn't know, they may think it's a state tree.
Poplar is a state tree, we'll tell you that. Does that mean that's a good tree? I mean, if it's a state tree, we're not going to put a state tree that is hard to grow and creates problems.
I mean, Tula poplar is a... I like it. I have actually two of them in my yard, and it's losing leaves now as well. But like any plant, as time come on, there are some pests that may have started attacking them. But overall, that is a really good plant. The plant, I mean, I still recommend it quite a bit. Southern magnolia,
okay.
One of my favorites.
How southern can you get?
But, you know, I mean, that's a Mississippi state tree, so I'm,
oh, is
I'm
it?
Kind
okay.
of biased.
Okay.
Maybe a little biased on that. But it's a really good plant to put out in your landscape as well. But, I mean, but there are some more. You mentioned the pines, probably one you want to stay away yeah. from.
Now, the magnolias, willow. They get big, don't they? Or do they all get big?
I mean, they have some smaller cultivars that doesn't get as big. I think one of the name of a magnolia, maybe Little Jim, I believe the name. It doesn't get as big as the southern magnolia, which is can be a humongous tree over time. But they do have some smaller. There's so many different mm-hmm. varieties of magnolias and other plants on the market these days.
Whatever you plant, be sure that you know how big it's going to get. You'll know where to put it.
That is exactly right. That'd be the first publication. Look up. Plant the right plant in the right location. Don't think about how it looks next to your house right now. Think about how it's going to look at your house 10 or 15 years down the road.
Yeah.
And you have to cut it out because it's too close to your house and things of that. So,
now, this area was known as the cedar capital of the world. I mean, you've heard tales. If you've lived here any time at all, you've heard about the world's largest cedar bucket, which is over at Cannonsburg Pioneer Village. You've heard about the cedar bucket factories. You've heard about the Lane Cedar Chest. Everybody in the world knows about Lane Cedar Chest. They were made over in Lebanon and also in Smyrna, Tennessee. Pencils by the thousands were made from cedar over in Shelbyville. So are we looking at cedar trees anymore? Are there certain cedar trees that are better than others, or what's your thought on cedars? I can tell that chuckle.
Well, Bart, I will probably plant a cedar before I plant the Leland cypress or the pine trees. So
they're way down on your list.
They're down, but I mean, cedars are typically some shallow-rooted plants.
Okay.
And they kind of grow in a lot of rocky area, and that's probably why they grow so well here. And with that being said, with all the drought situation we are having right now, we're probably going to see a lot of those cedar plants in those wooded areas and things start to die back and be killed off, actually, just from the drought situation, because they're already growing in a real rocky, dry area, but it's even drier now with the drought situation, so we're going to probably see some of those show up. You may not see it early next year, probably the year a little later in the summer, as they don't come back out and things of that nature. So we are going to start seeing some of those plants decline as well. But there are some, I can't think of variety, but there are a few cedars on the market that you probably would plant. But overall, it's higher than the Leland cypress and the pines for sure.
I tell you, a good place to walk through and see if you like them, the Cedars of Lebanon State Park. It's halfway between Murfreesboro and Lebanon, out on Highway 231 North, Lebanon Highway, Memorial Boulevard, whatever you want to call it. Go that way. And you can't miss it. You'll see a sign says turn here for Cedars of Lebanon State Park. Walk through that. There's some great displays. There are even some cedar glades. And I wish I had a good definition of a cedar glade. What would that be? Those are historical for something.
I'm not sure, Bart.
maybe somebody listening, if you have a good definition for a cedar glade and you know what we're talking about, give us a shout. We can help some people who just moved into the area and let them sort of have a feel. But there is a nice smell if you're in an area with cedar trees. In fact, cedars get rid of moths, and if you have a closet with cedar wood in the closet, not only does it smell good, you won't have a moth problem. Do you know that?
I did not know that.
Cedar. It's a lot of older houses in the area. I don't know if that smell stays forever, but a lot of the older houses back when they used wood instead of, the mason, the fake walls, the plaster walls that you put in houses.
Paneling?
Paneling of sorts, but it's sort of, but anyway, they would put cedar panels in the walls, especially in closets, and they would just smell great. I mean, the whole thing smelled phenomenal. In fact, you still can buy cedar blocks and stuff like that and put in your drawers at home, and it keeps moths out of your drawers where you have clothes stored. So any of you have any cedar closets? Well, that's why they did the cedar chest, the Lane cedar chest.
Keep out
popular.
Moth and things.
Yeah. I guess, the wool really is a favorite dish for the moth, I guess. And so wool clothes were made of wool in the old days. Not quite as much today. Most of the material
That sound itchy.
Yeah. It would be. Everything today is fake
synthetic.
Clothes.
Yeah.
615-893-1450. Tell us about your pine. Cedar. Tell us about your cedar wood. 615-893-1450. And you were saying something?
I was about to say, you said you didn't like winter, and then I thought about you mentioned the wool clothing.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to stay warm in the winter.
Well, they make a big deal of it. In Europe, you go over and you buy a wool sweater and things of that sort, and it's, I guess it's, maybe itchy is hot. Maybe that's good. I'm not sure. But that's a big deal, and people pay big bucks to order wool sweaters from Europe here in America. I don't do it, but I got tired of wool when I was a kid, and I guess it was the thing. It wasn't too much else to get back then. Our phone number, 615-893-1450. Anthony Tuggle's with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. We're going to pause for just a moment, check on the weather, and the party will continue. Stay with us.
Broadcasting to every nook and cranny of Rutherford County's 618 square miles. FM 100.5, 101.9, and AM 1450.
Hi, this is Tina Fox at the Rutherford Farmers Co-op. Come visit us for all your clothing, gift, pet, garden needs. We also have a great selection of farm needs if you're needing to work out on the farm with fencing, or also a great hunting section. Just anything you would need for the home and farm. Come visit us at Rutherford Farmers Co-op. 985 Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off of South Church. And make sure you check us out on our website, RutherfordFarmersCoop.com. And like us on Facebook and Instagram.
Hearing Aid and Audiology Services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Appreciate all the comments that people have given us. People are hearing better in their church services.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
Even people who have worn hearing aids before are reporting that they're hearing better in noisy situations with these new devices that we have available. Try them for yourself and see how they work for you.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
With Hearing Aid and Audiology Services, 608 East Clark Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Making decisions are hard, and having an opportunity to try things out first makes them a lot easier. This is Sue Hall with the Villages of Murfreesboro. Come try out our village experience for 2 weeks and see how it feels. I think you're going to like it. I think you're going to feel at home. So we invite you to come by the Villages of Murfreesboro and try our village experience for 2 weeks and see what you think. The Villages is in Murfreesboro, 2550 Willow Oak Trail, just off the battlefield grounds and close to the hospital.
High temperatures on the hot side for this afternoon, reaching the upper 90s with mostly sunny skies. And for tonight, mostly clear conditions, a low of 62. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, News Radio WGNS. Right now it's 66.
This is Sean Brown at Tire World on Broad Street. Did you know we specialize in commercial and fleet business? We're equipped to handle all of your company's automotive needs. Download our Tire World app today for free oil changes and electronic coupons. Come by today for all of your automotive needs. Online at tireworld.us.
Broadcasting from the tallest tower in the city with that little red light on top. FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450.
I love coffee. I love tea. I love the Java Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Java and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Boy.
I love Java, sweet and hot. Whoops, Mr. Moto, I'm a coffee pot. Shoot me the pot and I'll pour me a shot.
Welcome back. Our phone number, 615-893-1450. If you have a lawn or garden question or comment, give us a shout. Want to say happy birthday to Frank Caperton. Frank is our Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe winner today. Frank Caperton, our birthday winner. And Kim Buchanan is our good neighbor of the day. Kim will receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts. Absolutely. Jenny Harrison and the family over there at Ryan's. Whenever you need coffee, flowers, gifts, goodies like that, definitely get with Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts. Our number, 615-893-1450. Tomorrow is the Farmer's Market, 7 in the morning until noon. Is this the last month? It is, isn't it?
It is the last month. I think the last Friday in October will be October the 29th. We got 6 or 7 more market days.
Well, you don't want to miss them. No.
Don't. Yeah, you want to make sure you stock up on your fruits and vegetables. I guess we haven't any fruit out there, but fruits and vegetables, honey, meats, and things of that nature.
Cheese. They got the farm goat, fresh cheese out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, goat cheese and things of that.
That stuff.
So we can try to end the market strong. And we got a free educational program tomorrow on pruning at 9 a.m. And so they can come out and enjoy the market. And then, and I do want to mention as well, quite a few vendors out there that have handmade crafts and things of that nature. So you can come out and get some local crafts and arts and things mm-hmm. of that nature. So we've kind of added that to the market during our October time frame.
Also, if you are thinking about becoming a master gardener, the master gardeners will be there, and you can talk with them. Not a better place to find out if you want to do it than to ask somebody who's been there.
Yeah, they're out there to answer questions about the master gardener program. If you have an insect or a disease problem or some other question you may have to deal with plants, they'll be glad to answer that question. And if you have a question about anything, they'll be glad to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
So they enjoy what they do out there, and we really appreciate all the work they do. And you can also look at some of our demonstration gardens on site that the Master Gardener have been working in. They have a demonstration, some raised bed demonstrations. They have some composting demonstration. I know a lot of people want to talk about composting. Come look at some composting bins we have out there on site, as well as a butterfly garden, herb garden, and things of that nature, perennial bed. So they'll be glad to visit with you and talk to you about any of those demonstrations they've been working in. They do education program around. So feel free to come out and talk with me anytime.
Absolutely. And as we had mentioned, the folks who are vendors there at the farmers market, in addition to having edible things, they also have plants, which includes trees, shrubs, flowers, that you can plant. And there are certain things, if you're new to the area, there are certain things you can be planting this time of the year, fall year.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about that earlier, Bart. And again, especially if you, I would really go out and check some of those plants that you've been, some are called newly planted plants that have been in two years or less, to see if they're still alive. If you haven't been watering them, they're probably not going to be alive. You probably want to go out and replace some of those plants, and most likely they will probably come right up out of the soil because the roots really hadn't gotten established, and you can redig those holes a little bit larger, but we really like holes three times the size of the root ball and backfill those with that same soil to plant those plants. But I would really check those plants and look at replacing them. And then we talked about earlier, coming on fall break, kids will be out of school, so you have some extra hands and labor to assist you with that endeavor coming up. So.
And when you're out there doing that, be sure if you're replacing something, be sure that you get all of the old roots out of there. I mean, don't leave any roots because that can create some issues.
It will, Bart. You're correct. So, yeah, make sure you, if you go out, I mean, sometimes you may not be able to get the roots out at all or dig all of them out. You know, just re-dig, backfill it with some soil and dig a hole somewhere else and things and start over. But I really will be out checking those plants, especially newly plants. You may have seen some plants somewhere that you want to try, so put out some of those as well. But look at the read the information on those plants. Make sure you're planted in the right location, because you hate to plant a tree or a shrub right up against the house and it get too big. And you have to take it out a lot sooner than you want. So really look at the size of the plant over the long run versus the time when you purchase it.
And keep in mind, some things require more sunlight than others. Be sure that you know if it's going to have the proper amount of sunlight or shade. Some things need shade. Just be sure you put it in the right place. Otherwise, you're going to have some issues there, too.
Yeah, and whatever you're putting out is going to need some water. So make sure you kind of water it regularly. And as you transplant those, because they need water and nutrients. Also, whatever you're doing, you may need a soil test. So do a soil test. Do that. So make sure you have the proper nutrients in those as well. But if you have any questions, you can visit our farmer's market, visit our master gardener, or you can call the extension office at 615-898-7710.
And what time is the farmer's market tomorrow?
It's open from 7 to 12, so they can come out and visit with us and talk with our master gardeners and buy some good fresh vegetables.
And that's at 315 John R. Rice Boulevard. Farmer's market tomorrow. Anthony Tuggle with us from the Rutherford County Agricultural Extension Service. Anthony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Bart.
Stay with us. Truman's next on your good neighbor station, WGNS Murfreesboro.